ॐ सहनावतु सहनो भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरम् सच्चिदानन्दरूपाय विश्वोत्पत्यादिहेतवे तापत्रयविनाशाय श्रीकृष्णाय वयं नमः
सो हिरण्यक्ष वाज किल्ड बाय भगवान इन द फॉर्म ऑफ बोर. That story, that episode is over. Now, Vidurji is asking some more questions. He is more interested in hearing the Leela of Bhagwan. Verse number 9.
Viduro vacha prajapati pati srishtva प्रजा सर्गे प्रजापतिन् किमारभत मे ब्रह्मन् प्रभुयो व्यक्तमार्गवित्
प्रजापति पतिः प्रजापति विच प्रजापति ब्रह्मा जी इज द पति ऑफ प्रजापति यू नो पति ऑफ प्रजापति मीन्स ब्रह्मा जी क्रिएटेड प्रजापति हु आर दो प्रजापति टेन सेजेस And sages created by him are the Prajapati. Prajapati Pati Srishtva Praja Sarga Prajapati. After creating Prajapati, Prajapati of the living beings, Srishtva, Kim Arabhat, what he started? So Brahmaji created Prajapati. Now the question by Vidur is what Brahmaji did after that? Prabhuya tell Abhyakta Margavit. Abhyakta, unperceivable, unmanifest, marg, path, with, knower. Abhyakta Margavit is an address to Maitreya. There are many things which is not manifest to us, not perceivable to us, subtle things we can't perceive. And Maitri knows about that. One abhyakta thing is Atman or Brahman. So Ved and Upanishad, they are called when Atindriya Vishaya means Indriyas are not able to grasp it. Like Atman or Brahman, we cannot grasp with our organs of perception, with mind and intellect. So therefore it is called, it is a subject matter which is beyond our organs of perception, mind and intellect. So Atindriya Vishaya, Veda Pramana, the source of knowledge is Veda you have to go. Similarly, to Maitri he is saying, Abhyakta Marg Vitta. Vitta means the knower. You are knower of that path. You are knower of all these things which is not known generally to people. So Maitri knows about all these things. So what he created, how the creation came into existence, that is Vidur is asking. Since you know of matters inconceivable to us, O holy sage, what did Brahma do to create living beings after evolving Prajapati? The progenitors of living being. Next verse.
Ye marichyadayo vipra yastu swayambhuvo manuhu దేవై బ్రహ్మణ ఆదేశాత్ కథమేతద్ భావయన్.
దే మీన్స్ దోజ్ మరీచి ఆది ద టెన్ సేజెస్ ఐ విల్ గివ్ యూ ద నేమ్ విప్రా బ్రాహ్మణ్ యస్తు స్వయంభూ మను అండ్ ద స్వయంభూ మను తే వై బ్రహ్మణ ఆదేశాత్ బై యోర్ ఆర్డర్ అకథమేద అభవాయన్ హౌ దిస్ యూనివర్స్ ఇన్వాల్వ్ ఆఫ్టర్ దాట్ యు టెల్ అస్. So if you remember that the first creation, what came first? Sanandan, Sanatan and Sanat Kumar, the four Kumar. First creation is four Kumar. And then Brahmaji said, okay, chalo start karo, creation shuru karo. They said, nahi karenge, we are Gyan Margi, we don't want anything. Then he became angry. What happened then? Rudra came. So Rudra, they started creation and that was all disturbing. He had to stop it. Stop! You sit in meditation. They sat in meditation. Rudra. Then the third came 10 rishis, including Narad. And those rishis are Marichi, Atri, Angira, Pulastya, Pulaha, Kritu, Bhrigu, Vasishta, Daksha and Narad. This was in Canto 3, Chapter 12, you will find. If you want to know more, verse number 4 will tell you about the four Kumaras. Then verse number 22 will tell you about the 10 sages. In between there is a Rudra also. And in verse number 53, you will find Manu and Satrupa. So one after another, the creation is stated there. So how did Prajapati, Marichi and Swayambhu Manu create according to the instruction of Brahma, and how did they evolve this manifested universe? This is the question. So Vidura is asking about the creation. How the creation came into existence. Vidur knows that earlier I asked and I found that ten sages were from the Sankalpa of Brahmaji. It is all from Sankalpa. And that Srishti was also not evolving much. Therefore, Manu Satrupa came. One male, another female they came.
Sadvitiya kimasrijan swatantra uta karmasu aho svit sanghata sarva idam smasamakalpayan.
Now the three questions are here in this verse. Swaditiya kim asrijan. What they created with wives? Ditiya. Two persons involved. What they created with the wife? Number one question. Number two, Svatantrata uta karmasu? Or they did independently something by action? Karmasu by action. Did they create anything by independent action? Question number two. First question, did they create with the help of wife? Number three question. Aho svi sanghata sarva idam sma sakalpayan. Aho svi sanghata. Sanghata means jointly. Jointly did they think. So three questions you want to know. How the creation came into existence with the help of the wife or by their karma independently or they jointly did. Joint venture they did. Sma samakalpayan. Please tell me about this. Did they evolve the creation in conjunction with their respective wives? Number one question. Or did they remain independent in their action? Question number two. Question number three. Or did they jointly produce it? So Vidurji wants specific answer. Kaise kya hua? I want to know clearly. Tell me. Okay.
मैत्रेयुवाच दैवेन दुर्वितर्केन परेनानिमिषेन च जातक्षोवाद् भगवतः महानासीद् गुणत्रयात्।
And Maitri is saying, this is a review of the early stages of creation from verse number 12 to 17. Creation. This has come earlier also. So he says, Daivena, by superior management known as destiny. Daivena means by destiny. Daivena, durbitarkena, beyond empiric speculation, parena, parena means Mahavishnu. Mahavishnu, animesena, animesena means by potency of time. So time is a factor which have a play in the creation of the world. So Mahavishnu is there, time is there, avishena. Jat chobat, there was the equilibrium of sattva, rajas and tapas, but because of the destiny and the time, there was a disturbance in the equilibrium. When there was equilibrium of sattva, rajas and tamas, there was no creation. So there happened a disturbance between sattva, rajas and tamas. What was the cause for that? Daivena, destiny. Then kala, time. These two factors, chobat, bhagavato, bhagavato the Lord, mahan asit gunatrayat. Mahan asit gunatrayat means Lord produced. What? Mahatattva. Mahatattva which has got gunatraya. Gunatraya means sattva, rajas and tamas. So first creation is Mahatattva. And what is the cause? Destiny. 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 Destiny of all jiva. And why time is required? Because action and fruit of action, there is a gap of time. Sometimes you will get fruit of action immediately, sometimes the fruit of action will come later. So when the time ripens, at that time, the creation has to come. Lord has to produce. Produce whom? Jiva and the creation, so that they can enjoy and suffer. Abhi aayenge, it'll come. You see, Daivena, so cause of Srishti is described here in this verse. In one verse, they have given the cause. Daivena, cause of Srishti is the destiny of Jeev. Creation is for the enjoyment of Jeev. When first Jeev came, nobody knows. We always say Anadi. Yes. Achha, we don't have to do the research when it first started. Our job is, how can I come out of this? That's it. We should see this. How can I come out? What is the use of doing the research? When I was first born? When was my first karma? Can you find out when what came first, seed or tree? Or murgi or anda? What came first? We don't know. Anadi, it is coming. So, how can I come out of this? We have to see that. It is said, as soon as Jeev forgets his primary duty to serve Lord, as soon as a Jeev forgets his primary duty to serve Lord, he creates an atmosphere of sense enjoyment which is called Maya, and that is the cause of Srishti. Maya is the cause of Srishti. Durbitarkena, nobody can tell when Jeeva started enjoying sense object and that became the cause of destiny. When we did first karma, we don't know. Durbitarkena, it is very difficult to find out that. So, prakriti is agitated by karma. number one. Number two, equilibrium of SRT, satrajastamas is disturbed by the destiny, daivena. Prakriti is under the control of Lord. Then, Srishti came from Maya. And one thing is to be noted, that he never changed. Lord never changed, but creation happened. Lord never changed like a yogurt from milk. Milk changes to yogurt. After that, milk is no more available. That way the Srishti has not come. So we have to understand the Lord has not changed, but the Srishti has come. If that be so, then what type of Srishti is that? Creation is that? It is an appearance only. It is only an appearance. And Paramatma always accompany Jeev as Satchidananda. So Paramatma is with us, with all of us, he is there. So we normally find three type of Vishnu. One is called a Mahavishnu. Number two is Garbhodak Sai Vishnu. Garbhodak Sai Vishnu. Garbha Udaka Sai. Garbha Karan Udaka Jal. Sai Vishnu. A Vishnu lying on the causal water. Garbhodak Sai Vishnu. And the third we find Chirodak Sai Vishnu. Chir means milky ocean. We sometimes find Vishnu is on, lying in the Milky Ocean. Milky Ocean, we know all that churning was done and so many things came out of this. So one is Mahavishnu, another is Vishnu lying on the causal water. What is the name for that? Garbhodak, Garbha Udaka Sai Vishnu. Sai means sleeping, lying down on. Causal water. So there is a causal water. On that causal water, Vishnu is lying. Another we find Vishnu lying on the milky ocean. Chira Udaka Sai Vishnu. Next.
Raja Pradhanat Mahata Strilingo Daiva Choditat Jata Samarcha Bhuta Dihi Vyadadini panchashaha.
Rajaha, rajaha pradhanat. Pradhanat means all things are sattva, rajas, tamas, all combined always. But now here he is saying raja pradhanat. That means rajogan is predominant here. Mahatrilingo daiva chodita. Daiva chodita impelled by devatas. From mahat, mahat is trilingo. Trilingo means three kinds. So mahat tattva is three kinds. Sattva, rajas and tamas, because it is coming from Maya. What is Maya? Trigunatmika Maya. Trigun is equal to Maya. So anything which is coming from Maya will all have Trigun. Jata Sasarja. Jata means born, was born. Sasarja evolved. Bhutadi Vyata. Bhutadi, all the bhutas, all the elements. All the elements, including ego, etc. Viyat, viyat means ether, space. Viyat, adi, ini, panchasaha. All five will come. You all know, but if you study only one, this sloka, it's very difficult to understand. So from the Maya came Mahatattva, from Mahatattva came Ahankar. Mahatattva is Sattva, Rajas, Tamas. Ahankar is also three kinds, sattva, rajas, tamas. From ahankar came? You see, panchasaha word has come here. Panchasaha means five tanmatra. From that five tanmatra came pancha mahabhut. From pancha mahabhut came pancha gyanindriya, pancha karmendriya, pancha prana. See, pancha, pancha, pancha. Panchasa means these are five things came. And not only that, five deities also came. For each organs of perception, for each organs of action, we all know there is a deity, devta there. What is the function of that devta sitting in each organs of perception, action? To keep record, to open the box and close it, and give sentiency. So devata gives sentiency because these are all inert things. Five gyanendriya, five karendriya, five prana, these are all inert. Who is giving sentiency? Devata comes. And when devata comes, he opens his box, all the indriyas start functioning. And slowly, slowly, he will close, he will keep a record of also. So five devatas are there. Achha, not only five devatas, five sense objects are also there. Only five sense objects. Sabda, sparsa, rupa, rasa, gandha. So panchasa means five. So these all things came from mahatattva, ahankar, tanmatra, panchamahabhut, pancha gyanendriya, pancha karmendriya, pancha prana, pancha devata, and pancha sense object. So pancha saha.
Tani chaikai kashasrashtum samarthani bhoktikam samhatya daiva yogena hemam mandam avasrijan.
Tani, these elements, this panchasa, these all elements, panchasa, cha, ekasaha, srishtum asamarthani. They were not able to do independently. Asamarthani, samarthani means able to do. Asamarthani, not able to do. Srishtum asamarthani, bhautikam, material universe, they were not able to make it independently. In Tattvabodh we have got na panchi karnam, panchi, all grossified. There is a system of panchi karnam in Tattvabodh. So bhaudikam, sanyatta daiva yogena, sanyatta means having combined, daiva yogena, by the energy of the Lord, hemam andam avasrijan, hemam, gold, andam, egg, or you can say globe. Avasrijan produced. So when all of them were combined, then what happened? Hemam, a golden egg was formed. With the combination of all that, so first was one golden egg. Separately unable to produce the material universe, they combined with the help of the energy of the Supreme Lord and we are able to produce a shining egg. Shining egg. So what happened to that egg? Let us see.
So saishtabdi salile andakosho niratmakah sagram vaivarsa sahasram anmavatsitameshwarah.
Saha asaishta, sa means that egg. It asaishta laid there. Where? Abdhi salile in the water of ocean. This is garbhodak. Abdhi salile. Salil means water. It is not milk. Abdhi salile, that egg was lying in that water. Abdhi salile, andakoso egg. How was that? Niratmakah. In unconscious state. In unconscious state, that egg was there. Niratmakah. Why it was niratmakah? Because the material cause is all inert. Sentiency has not yet come into it. Niratmakah. It is inert. How long it was there? Sagram vai varsa sahastra. Varsa sahastra. Thousands of years it was lying there in the water like that. That shining egg. Anvavasit. Anvavasit is situated like that. Tam Ishwara, that egg was there in the causal water. Abdhisalile. Abdhisalile, that was lying there.
Even after Pancha Prana, Pancha Sensa, Pancha,
they have not yet manifested. Not yet manifested. Unmanifest form, it was there. Then what happened after that?
Classification was not done yet?
Not yet.
तस्नावेरभूतपद्मं सहस्रार्को रुदीधिति सर्वजीवनिकाओको यत्र स्वयं भूतस्वराट
तस्य तस्य देन इन दैट वाटर लॉर्ड विष्णु वाज आल्सो देयर गर्भोदक साई विष्णु तस्य नाभि नाभि from Garbhodak Sai Vishnu, from his nabhi, from his navel, abhut sprouted. What? Padmam. Padmam, lotus came out. Padmam.
So
sahastra arko uru didhiti. Sahastra arko means sun. Sun. And that was that Padma, that lotus was shining like more brilliant than 1,000 suns, brilliant suns. That lotus which came out from the navel of Karanod Garbhodaka Sai Vishnu was so shining, splendor, brilliant. The sign is compared to be more than 1,000 suns together. Cannot produce that much of brilliance. Dazzling splendor. Sarva jiva nikayo ako. Sarva jiva nikayo ako ho. Yatra swayam abhut swarat. Sarva jiva. And in that lotus, sarva jiva nikayo, they were all in there. All jivas in that lotus, they were all in that lotus, resting in that lotus in conditioned form. Yatra, where swayam abhut swarat, where swayam is himself. Abhut swarat, abhut means emanated. Swarat means Brahma, omnipotent Brahma. He emanated from that lotus. Oh, acha. From the navel of Garbhodak Sai Vishnu, Narayan sprouted a lotus flower effulgent like a 1,000 blazing suns. This lotus flower is the reservoir of all conditioned souls, and the first living entity who came out of the lotus flower was the omnipotent Brahma. Supreme Being himself appeared, manifested as Brahma. The first being is Brahma. So all jeev after last pralaya were in the lotus sprouted from the Vishnu navel. All jeev were without gross body. Only subtle body is there. What is subtle body? It's only thought. In the thought form, all the jeevas are there. So first came out the Hiranyagarbha or Brahma. So Brahmaji we call also Hiranyagarbha also. And Brahmaji created whole universe. So we all are also the part and parcel of, you can say Brahmaji or of the lotus. We are part parcel of the whole Vishnu. Next. See, first they said how it came. So when the first, earlier we have seen 24 tattvas or 24 tattvas came out from there. And they were all independently standing. So no creation was happening. Suppose five tanmatra is there, pancha mahabhut is there, and everything is there, but they are not combining. Unless you combine it, it will not happen. Creation will come only after combining it, after grossification. गोल्डन कर्म इसी व्हाट इज हिरण्यगर्भ व्हेन वी पुट ए सीड इन वाटर बिफोर द जैकेट ब्रेक्स व्हाट हैपन्स द सीड सीड बिकम्स लिटिल बिट ब्लोटेड इज नॉट सो इफ वी सोक एनीथिंग चना और एनी दाल what will happen in the morning you will find it is bloated in 2-3 days it will the jacket will break and it will start sprouting so when the jacket is not broken at that time it is called Hiranyagarbha state
it is before or after
golden you see the golden age is not yet sprouted you see Till such time, the Lord unites with it, nothing will happen.
All are inert, everything is inert.
Are they the same thing?
Another same thing. Yeah. Brahmaji is Hiranyagarbha.
No, but Brahmaji came after the sprouting has happened.
Yes. We are seeing how the Srishti is coming out,
yeah.
No?
He is the first.
From the Narayan, everything is coming out. Yes, Narayan entered.
Yeah.
Therefore, we have got the Pravesh Shruti, na? Right. We have got the Pravesh Shruti, how he entered. It everywhere we find in Panchadasi, we found that he entered. He created and entered. In Taittiriya Upanishad, we found that he created and he entered. In Bhagavad Gita, it is said, Chetaragyam Chapi Maham Vidhi. I am there.
So that's a Chaitanya
Roop. When associated, then it will be called as Hiranyagarbha. Otherwise, it is Mahatattva. Got it? Mahatattva is the inert form of Hiranyagarbha. When Mahatattva is associated with Chaitanya, we call it Hiranyagarbha.
And that Hiranyagarbha is that swollen seed.
Mahatattva with the Chaitanya
now Chaitanya is there.
And that Hiranyagarbha is Brahma, Chaitanya has come. Brahmai Chetan has come.
First being.
From that, Hiranyagarbha Brahmaji.
Right?
Hiranyagarbha is Brahmaji. Brahmaji's name is Hiranyagarbha because he is the first born. Na?
Yeah. So
Premalji's confusion is Mahatattva.
Yes. Golden egg is before Mahatattva.
No, Mahatattva is the golden egg. Mahatattva is golden egg. But the Chaitanya has not united yet. So when Chaitanya will unite with that, then the things will start. Then will come, all will come. Ahankar will come, Tanmatra will come, and all the grossification will happen. Slowly, slowly it will happen. So how long was that Mahatattva? It is said that Mahatattva was there in the causal water for thousands of years. After that, what happened? It got united with the Garbhodak Sai Vishnu.
Vishnu entered into it.
Got connected to it. Then he started. Earlier we have seen, when Lord came and told them, mix it in this way, then everything started happening. For any creation, even if you have to make this building with the brick, mortar and sand, what we have to do? Sand is there, brick is there, and then cement is there. Will the creation will come into existence? No. You have to mix sand, water and cement, make a paste, then some intelligent person will come and put the bricks, lay one by one, then the creation, this house will become. Yeah. For us, the creation is there. For we ignorant people, we see the creation is there. We are not able to see Brahman. The creator we are not able to see. Who is changing weather? We are not able to see. Who is sifting water from ocean and take it up and again then distribute all over, put it in a mountain and it is a reservoir for the whole universe? Are we able to see him? No. But the top of mountain is the reservoir for the water for whole universe. He puts in one season, then after that for 6 months it will slowly melt and will go and irrigate the field, the food will come and all the beings will get water. Can we lift so much of water there on the top of a mountain? He has got the gradation. On that, the top of mountains, and oh, okay, this will be, the climate will be like this. Many times when we fly, when they are on 30,000 feet above, they say, what is the temperature of minus 40, they say. Pilot says, this is minus 40 now, minus 30 outside. Who is controlling? We are feeling 9 degree Fahrenheit, we say it's very cold, very cold, very cold. But minus 40 there, who is controlling these differences, who is making? So there is a, but we are not able to see that controller. We are seeing only Maya. So we were in the 17, no?
17. We will chant. So nu vishto bhagavata yashete salilasaye loka samstham yatha purvam nirmame samsthaya svaya.
Saha. Saha means that Vishnu garbho daka sai Vishnu. What he did? Anuvishtaha. Anuvishta means entered. So there was a golden egg and there is a causal water. In that causal water, Mahavishnu is lying. Therefore, now he is called Garbha Udaka Sai Vishnu is there. That Garbha Udaka Sai Vishnu, now he is Anuvishtaha. Anuvishta, he entered. Who is that? Bhagavata, Lord. What was he said? Yah sete salila asaye. Yah sete, sete means who was sleeping. Yah sete, where? Salila asaye. Salila asaye, garbhodak. Salil means water. Mahavishnu, who was sleeping on the water. Salil means water, salil means not milk. So there are two sagar. One is Salil Sagar, another is Cheer Sagar. So now we are talking about Mahavishnu who is sleeping on the causal water. Garbhodak means causal water. Salil Asaya. Salil Asaya. What he did? He entered. Again, this is Pravesh Shruti. Pravesh Shruti means Lord entered. He created and then he entered into it. Lok Sansam. Lok Sansam means universe. Yatha Purvam, as before. As before, that means the creation is happening again and again. Again and again. And the creation is 14 lokas. 14 lokas is a creation. Out of these 14 lokas, 3 lokas are dissolved at the night of Brahmaji. And at the end of the life of Brahmaji, all 14 lokas are dissolved. So now we are talking about which loka? These 3 lokas. Bhu, Bhuva, Suva. So these 3 lokas are dissolved. Now new creation is coming. Vishnu is there, we have to explain. Acha, let me tell you one more thing about it. This creation has come into existence without change into Brahman or Atman. And we all know it is an appearance only. It is not real. If creation is not real, can there be a theory which is real? No. So in Upanishad, in Bhagavad, you will find if you study Bhagavatam, you will find differences in the creation theory also. So don't blame our Rishi Munis. क्या किया ये यहाँ ये बोलते हैं वहाँ ये बोलते हैं नो दे आर नॉट टू ब्लेम दीज थ्योरीज आर गिवन डिपेंडिंग ऑन द स्टूडेंट सिटिंग इन फ्रंट ऑफ देम अकॉर्डिंग टू देयर इंटेलिजेंस दे हैव टू कम डाउन सो डिफरेंट टाइप ऑफ थ्योरीज बट नन ऑफ देम इज रियल रियल इट कैन नॉट बी 100% करेक्ट If world is not real, how can the theory of its creation can be real? Cannot be. Jarurat nahi hai. But first of all, you will want to know what is this, how it came. Once you are convinced, then slowly I will take you to who is the controller. We have to travel from known to unknown. Straight way we can't go to unknown. From known to unknown we have to go. Therefore, we have to explain the. But I am telling you all this because there are so many theories. Our teacher told us don't bog down and try to compare different theories. The sutra, the formula is that for any unreal thing, there cannot be any real theory. But to convince people, we have the theory of how this has came. And different Rishi Muni will say differently. Why differently? Because they are addressing a set of students which have got the different caliber. It is going to come. In this verse it is coming. So Karnodukai, Narayan Vishnu Garbhodak Sai, who is lying on the Garbhodak ocean, entered the heart of Brahma. Brahma brought the intelligence to bear and with the intelligence invoke, he began to create the universe as it was before. So Karnodukai is Vishnu lies on Karan ocean or produces thousands of universe. It's not one universe. You just imagine that on like a bubble on the oceans. Similarly, so many eggs are shining on that Karnodukai. And Brahma is there supporting each one of them. And how they came? It is said they came from the breathing of Vishnu. So he enters in all universe as a Garbhodakai Vishnu. And some Mahatma says he fills half universe with his perspiration. That means half is water and half is space. Different people. You see, it all changed. There are five things, Pancha Mahabhut. Now here one Mahatma says there is only out of, his participation is half in the universe and half is only space. So Karnodukai Vishnu enters Brahma and all Jiva. In Bhagavad Gita also it is says, Sarvasya chaham hriti sannivishta matta smriti jnana vapohanam cha. I am in the heart of all beings. Gita also says the same thing. Bhagavat is also saying same thing, that he entered. So Lord allows Jeev to act per his vasana. Lord allows each Jeev to act as per his vasana in this creation. And intelligence is invoked in each Jeev as per his vasana. Be careful. Intelligence is invoked in each jeev as per his vasana. Therefore, each jeev has got different intelligence.
शुरुआत में वासना ही कहाँ से, जब उन्होंने सृष्टि पैदा करी? वासना तो आफ्टर एक जन्म के बाद आती है।
अम्मा सृष्टि नहीं है तो वासना कहाँ से आएगी? जीव इज ऑल्सो अनादि, सृष्टि इज ऑल्सो अनादि, बट दिस इज अनरियल, दैट वी हैव टू अंडरस्टैंड। द सृष्टि इज अनरियल, वट इज रियल? द सपोर्ट ऑफ सृष्टि, द सपोर्टर ऑफ द सृष्टि, ही इज रियल। वासना अनरियल है, एवरीथिंग बिलो ओम इज ऑल अनरियल, ओनली वन थिंग इज रियल। He never changed. He created and entered. He never became that. Magar humko to samjhana hoga, we have to tell how this has come, how this has come, how that has come.
That is where the problem starts, because it is that when we say he is a karta, and he entered, so
how can he karta?
He should not be
calling himself a karta.
Everything only for that, there is only one. That only Brahman, there is nothing else. Nothing else is there. But we are not experienced, we are not feeling that. Nothing else is there. We are seeing the creation only. So now he is telling the intelligence in each human being or in all beings is according to his vasana. Now you shall be in the office, you find a class 4 staff, one who is giving you chai. His intelligence is definitely, the workers in the factory, they have got different intelligence. Worker in the field, different intelligence. A person sitting in the office as a chief executive, his intelligence is different. So what is the difference between one person to another person? It is the mind and intellect, that's all. Otherwise, the eyes, ear, nose, throat, everything is one and same. All standardized. Only difference between one person to another person is the intelligence. And this intelligence varies from person to person according to his vasanas. So, Brahmaji with the Rajogun. Rajogun already has come in verse number 13. Raja Pradhanath. So Brahmaji with Rajogun creates the whole universe. As in the previous millennium, he is independent like a manager. Who is the boss? Boss is Narayan. Boss is Mahavishnu. Who is Brahmaji? Brahmaji is a manager. Like in an office, owner can be somebody else. But the whole business is managed by somebody else, he is a manager. So Brahma is like manager. So Jeev's intelligence can never overcome the stringent law of nature. We cannot overcome, our intelligence can never overcome the stringent law of the nature. So Brahmaji created Srishti as before. That is, the same Namrup was there in the earlier Srishti also. So human beings were there in the earlier Srishti also. Jeev is there. Different type of species of animals, kingdom, plant kingdom and all, everything was there. Different type. Same Namrup. He created again.
Sasarja chayaya vidyam पंच पर्वानमग्रतः तामिश्रम अंधतामिश्रम तमो मोह महातमः।
Do you have time now? अच्छा, ससर्ज, ससर्ज में ही क्रिएटेड, क्रिएटेड वह छाया, छाया विथ हिज शैडो। नाउ ब्रह्मा जी क्रिएशन हैज स्टार्टेड, ब्रह्मा जी इज क्रिएटिंग। फर्स्ट सी फ्रॉम हिज शैडो Chaya. What he created? Avidyam. He created first avidya, ignorance. Pancha parvana agrata. Agrata means first of all. How many types of avidya, ignorance? Five variety. Pancha parvan. Pancha parvan. Five types. So agyan, 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 we always say agyan, agyan, five types. This topic also came earlier also. Canto 3, chapter 12, verse number 2. What are those five things? He says, Tamisra, Andha Tamisram, this is second. Then Tamaha, third. Moha, four. Mahatama, five. Is it new to you? You have heard this word, no? Earlier? Bhul gaye aap log? Don't worry. It's Kali Yuga, na? It is like that only. So Tamisra, Tamisra means anger. Anger. Or Dves. Dves, anger. Andha Tamisra, looking upon death as one's end. It is called Abhinivesh. Abhinivesh. Tamasa. Tamasa means ignorance about our own self. It is called Avidya. Avidya. Moha. Moha means self-identification with the body. It is called Asmita. Mahamoha. Maha means craving for the enjoyment and accumulation. It is called Raga. Mahamoha. Mahatama. Earlier it has come Mahamoha. Now they have changed. So in Patanjali Yoga Sutra you will find there are five types of klesha. Five types of distress or sorrow. What are those? Avidya, Asmita, Raga, Dvesh, Abhinivesh, Klesaha. Same thing said here. In Bhagavatam also said same thing. Avidya. What is Avidya? Ignorance of our own true nature. Asmita. Identification with the body. I. Then raga, craving for enjoyment. Dvesa, dvesa is anger and all that. Abhinivesh, fear of death. Same thing is come here. So this was Brahmaji's chaya sarir. Achha, all jeev are covered by these five. Avidya, Ra, Desh, Asmita and Abhinivesh. Five things. It's applicable to all of us. So how they came out? From the chaya sarir, from the shadow of the body of Brahmaji. Like we have kamatmak, lobhatmak sarir, krodhatmak sarir. One person is very angry, we say he is krodhatmak, he has got a body of krodha now, anger, body of anger. Similarly, at that time, Brahmaji was having a body of chaya. It is not made of five elements like jeeva sarir. Brahmaji is Chaitanya Sarup and pervades all Srishti. Many instances will come when Brahmaji left sarir. In this chapter itself, many times Brahmaji will leave his sarir. It will be said like that. But we have to infer one thing from there. Leaving sarir means what? Leaving sarir here will mean that a thought came and at that thought he dropped. That's all. Leaving the thought is leaving of sarir. Many times it's going to come in this chapter. It's not leaving of gross body, it is not leaving of subtle body, it is just leaving of thought. Okay, next.
Visasarjatmanakayam navinandanastamomayam jagrihur yaksharakshansi ratrim shrutrit samudbhavam.
Visasarja threw off. Brahmaji threw off what? Atmanakayam. Atmanakayam, his own body. I've already given you preamble. Atmanakayam visasarja, he threw off his body. Threw off his body means what? Threw off the thought. Not gross body, not subtle body, only threw off his thought. Kayam na abhinandam, na abhinandam tamomayam. Na abhinandam, not being pleased. He was not happy with that thought. Tamomayam, it is of the nature of ignorance. He didn't like it. Therefore, he cast off. Cast off his thought. When he cast off his thought, what happened? Jagrihu. Jagrihu means somebody took that thought. Like somebody, sometimes your idea comes, you express your idea. You don't act on your idea, but somebody takes your idea. See? It happens na sometimes. Somebody takes your idea. Jagrihu, same, somebody have taken the idea. Who has taken? Jagrihu yaksha rakshansi. Yaksha and Rakshas took that idea. Chaya Sarir was there. In that Chaya Sarir, he thought of first five klesas. Avidya, Asmita, Rag, Ves and Avinives. Then he cast off. When he left that idea, Yaksha and Rakshas, they took that. What happened? Ratrim. It became right, night. Now he is explaining white, what is night. That chaya sarir, that thought has become night. Ratri. And chutatrit samudvavam. And that ratri became the source of chut and trit. Chut means hunger and trit means thirst. So hunger and thirst were born from that night, which was taken over by Yaksha and Rakshas. Yaksha and Rakshas. Yaksha and Rakshas was the first creation of Brahmaji. First time it is coming here. Who took this thought? Yaksha and Rakshas took that thought. It's a thought. What is Yaksha, what is Rakshas is going to be explained. It will be explained. Who is Yaksha, who is Rakshas? So first creation is Yaksha and Rakshas. What they did, took? They took?
Khaane lage aur kya?
Aayega, yehi to khaane wala hai.
Yehi aane wala hai.
Aane wala hai.
This is where the confusion starts.
Yeah, Yaksha Raksha were created and they took it. So that is why it is in very short, in five verses is going to explain everything. Five verses is going to explain. So we have to know Yaksha Raksha were created and Yaksha Raksha took the idea. They took the idea. आप कंफ्यूज क्यों होते हो आप ये सोचो ये सृष्टि नहीं है जो कहना कह दो मेरे को तो सृष्टि करता चाहिए
कहानी सुनो बैठ के और क्या
सो नॉट हाँ सुनते जाइए नॉट बीइंग प्लीज विद द क्रिएशन ऑफ द फॉर्म्स ऑफ इग्नोरेंस ही अबैंडन्ड द बॉडी बॉडी मीन्स द मूड ऑफ माइंड विथ विच ही परफॉर्म्ड दिस फाइव क्रिएशन Yaksha Raksha sprang for possession of the body which continued to exist in the form of night. So that body, that idea of pancha type of klesa that was existing in the form of night. Night is the source of hunger and thirst. So that means chaya sarir became night. That chaya sarir which was cast away by Brahmaji became night. So Asusu Ramante Asura, one who rebels in sense object is called Asur. So Asur is opposite of Sur. Asur is opposite of Sur. Sur rebels in Devata, Asur rebels in OET. Ho gaya? Sidha sidha. Sur rebels in Devatas, therefore they are called Sur. If we are rebelling in Devatas, then we are Sur. If we are rebelling in objects of the world, sense objects of the world, we are Asur. So who is Sur? Who rebels in Devata is Sur. Who is Asur? Who is not rebelling in Sur, Devata, but rebelling in world is Asur. Should we stop here? Om
Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha.